Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So how did he gain this wisdom? Where did it come from? What is the way? We know the where from above, but what's the way? What's the connection? How does God choose to bestow that upon us, to make it known to us? Well, I'm glad you asked. Proverbs 1:8. We ended in Proverbs 1:7 last week. Proverbs 1:8, the introduction, first verse of the Proverbs lays it out for us. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Solomon learned some things from David. As a matter of fact, it may blow your mind the things that he learned from David. Let's look at 1 Kings. I'll just put it up here for you. Chapter 2 is the death of David. And he knows it's coming to an end. He charges his son Solomon, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. That's a mouthful on its own. But we're going to skip down a little bit. He then starts to kind of give the dying wishes, the decrees to Solomon, steps he should follow in. He talks about some people that have done some wrong. Now, this isn't the kind of stuff you just unload on just some ignorant child. This is the kind of stuff you give detailed to somebody that knows how to deal with it. And that's what Solomon does. He talks about this person is done ill. Literally, he tells him, you make sure that they don't go to the grave peacefully. You take care of it. There's a lot in this. There's a lot there. But what I want to see is there near the end, in verse 9 of 1 Kings 2. Now therefore, hold him not guiltless. Hold this person accountable for these things. For thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. You are wise. You have this knowledge, this discernment that's been given to you. Why? Because I've taught it to you, and you've exercised yourself in it. It's not for another chapter that the Lord appears to him and says, what can I give you? And then he says, wisdom. And here his father says, thou art a wise man. It came from his father. And this is an important truth for wisdom. God uses people in our life to educate, exhort, and encourage us. That's the way for the wisdom. God uses people. He does. Esther, all of her wisdom, God used Mordecai to help guide her. Moses, you remember Jethro told him about, man, you're not doing good with these people. You're going to burn out. You can't handle it. God used Jethro there for Moses, for wisdom. These people that already possess some, but to grow more, to learn more in the wisdom. Paul corrected Peter. We'd looked at that. When Paul called him out and said, Peter, you're being a hypocrite. You said it's fine to do this and you're getting scared of the Jews the way they're talking about you. We got to straighten it out. Well, how about Apollos? You know, the verse talks about I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. Well, the Bible talks about a couple people by the name of Aquila and Priscilla. You know, they helped Apollos in gaining more wisdom, a better way, understanding better. God uses people in our life to educate, exhort, and encourage us. Why is this important? Okay, because we talked about James 1:5. Talked about asking of wisdom. And we kind of get that attitude of, all right, show me what to do, grant it to me. I'm asking. We know where, but we forget the way. And we'll spend all of our time with our noses up, waiting for something that we never look down to see the people that God's trying to use to show these things to us, literally to answer our prayers. In our pursuit of wisdom, our attention should be backwards. This is an important truth to grasp here. The problem is we pray for a gift from above and we never look down to see it. We'll look at why this is in detail, but I want you to know that the use of wisdom, here's why. The use of wisdom is ahead. The pursuit of wisdom is behind, and the source above. You understand the connection there? We like the source, but God said, apply yourself to get these things. Okay, the pursuit to gain this wisdom is behind us. What do you mean it's behind us? It's right here. It's been here all along. It's in the lives of the people that have lived to see things, to share their experiences with us so we can glean it. It talks about history. Those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it. Wisdom's behind us. There's nothing new under the sun. People have gone through these things. They've experienced these things. They've learned it the hard way. And now God wants to use them to show us a better way. And instead, we keep our noses up. God, I'm waiting on the wisdom. And we'll trip over every log and every rock along the way to wisdom, waiting for him to just turn on the light bulb without ever looking around at that great cloud of witnesses that we're fast about with. That's what God uses to help us to gain these things, one another. He uses the people. So the use of wisdom is ahead. Help us to be better. It's what comes in front of us. The pursuit, when we want to gain more, it's behind. People that have already done this. And the source is above. If you miss one of those, you're missing the concept of the wisdom. Because you can have it and know where it comes from. If you don't use it, if it's not ahead of you, it's not doing you any good. If you try to use it and you know where it comes from, but you're not gleaning it, you're going to learn the same things, but you're going to do it the same way, the hard way. It's going to be too late. You're going to, I wish I'd known this. I wish I'd done this differently. And if you say, okay, I want to use this, and okay, I'm going to learn from the people that come behind me, but you never acknowledge the source, it will all be in vain. So that's the importance with the wisdom, understanding that. If you do not seek it, you will never find it. You can ask and ask and ask, but seek and ye shall find. Apply yourself. All throughout the book of Proverbs, you're going to see how it talks about applying yourself, intentionally seeking and studying and searching. You can ask all you want, but if you do not seek it, you will never find it. That's a promise. That's why it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Here's why this is important. Solomon gleaned wisdom from his father. We don't have time to look at Proverbs 4. I wish we could. It literally talks about my father told me these things. As a matter of fact, if you have a reference Bible, I encourage you. If you have a good reference Bible, take the time, look through the book of Proverbs, and wherever your references are, whether they're down the middle or they're on the sides, look at how many times it's referencing the Psalms. It'll knock your socks off. It seems like almost every other verse is coming from Psalms. And we think, okay, God granted Solomon all this wisdom. It's all coming from him now. This is all new information. Most of the stuff that's in Proverbs, he got from his dad and is written in the Psalms. It's already there. And Solomon knew to look behind in his pursuit to see what his dad could teach him. Those could come before could teach him. People that had been there, done that. How can I do it better? Man, David wanted to build the temple. He couldn't. Solomon got to. God blessed him with that opportunity. And Solomon was wise enough to recognize these things. The failure came as he began to grow older and some other things started to slip, and we don't got time to look at that right now. But here's what we need to understand. We ought to be teaching. We're putting the brakes on for just a second to understand the importance. Up to this point, it's been about the learning. How can it benefit us? We've got to look behind. Now, turn the perspective to where the wisdom's coming from, that those that come after us. Do you see now the weight of your decisions, the weight of your thoughts? They're supposed to look behind. Remove not the ancient landmarks thy fathers have set. There's some stuff that's been done we ought to respect, we ought to understand. And what do they have to look at? Not the actions, the thoughts behind them. That's what they're learning from. They know these things. We ought to be teaching those who come after us, not just what to do, but how to think.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.